Fall 2010, Unit 1, Lesson 4, September 26th, God Promises an Awesome Thing. Key verse, The Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Exodus 34:6. A man once drove a nice-looking sports car through a poorer neighborhood of his city. He stopped at a gas station to make a phone call. While on the phone, he noticed another man about his age who approached the car and looked it over closely, obviously quite fascinated by it. When the man got off the phone, the other man asked him, "Where did you get a car like this?" The man replied, "Well, actually, my dad gave it to me." He waited a moment, thinking the other fellow might say something like, "I wish I had a dad like that." Instead, the man's response was, "I wish I could be a dad like that." We live in a time when fathers are often that only in a biological sense. Many men have abandoned the daily responsibilities of being true fathers. As a result, they leave behind youngsters who desperately need the love, support, and stability that faithful fathers supply to a home. When the Lord sent Moses to Egypt, he told him to tell Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn." Exodus 4:22. God wanted the children of Israel to know that their heavenly Father still cared deeply for them and had come to deliver them from their bondage. This is the same God who sent his Son to this world to let all humanity know that their heavenly Father cares deeply for them and wants to deliver them from the spiritual bondage caused by sin. That is why Jesus gave his life for us and took our punishment at the cross. What a Father we have! Lesson background. Last week's text concluded with the Lord's declaration of his intention to destroy the Israelites as a result of their worship of the golden calf. Moses, however, interceded for the people and became, again, an instrument of their deliverance. Such was his passion for them that he requested that the Lord blot his, Moses, name out of the Lord's book if that would result in the Israelites being spared punishment. The Lord did not destroy the people, but he did tell Moses that those who had participated in the sin against him would not escape punishment. Exodus 32:33. The beginning of Exodus...